Today in the Gospel, we're presented with one of these scenes where Jesus confronts the Pharisees, and it begins in an ominous way, where it says, "And they were watching Jesus." So we can always already feel the tension that's in the room as Jesus enters in with the Pharisees. And I think oftentimes for us, it's easy to kind of vilify the Pharisees. They're kind of the bad guys in the gospel. Every time they show up, something's going to happen. Jesus recriminates them. He chastises them. In another part of the gospel, he has some very, very strong words for them. And sometimes we can even think to ourselves, well, I'm glad that I'm not a Pharisee. I'm not like those guys. But I think each one of us has a little or maybe a big Pharisee inside of us if we take a deeper look. These were men like us. They were men who, at one point in their lives, sincerely wanted to do the right thing. They were trying to figure things out. But they were trying to do it on their own in most cases. And in today's gospel, we're presented with a problem. The problem of pride. And we can ask ourselves, why were they looking for the first places as they're jockeying for their seats around the table? It wasn't just to be able to sit with Jesus. It wasn't the jockeying of, okay, Jesus is sitting there. He's the great teacher. I want to be next to him. No, they were looking for prestige. Who's more important than the other? And it was their pride that was coming out. And pride, even though it seems contradictory, pride actually comes from fear. Pride comes from fear of not being enough. Fear that was sown in the Garden of Eden. Fear that brought the serpent himself to fall. Fear that God wasn't good enough. Good enough in the sense that he didn't want to share his goodness with us. That he was holding something back. Pride that I have to give myself value. I have to do it on my own. As opposed to humility, comes from the word humus, earth, groundedness. Being grounded in the truth. And we see these men who are jockeying for these positions. And sometimes we can look at this and kind of laugh at it. And, you know, who's looking for these positions? You know, who's, as Catholics, we're not big on that. We don't sit up front in the church usually. Everyone gets here early to sit in the back. And that way you can watch everyone come in late and stare at them. It's our Catholic welcome sometimes. But I remember when I was in Rome as a seminarian, I was in charge of liturgical ceremonies. And sometimes we would have ceremonies like ordinations, and we would have VIPs come, oftentimes from, you know, nobility, from the European noble houses. And there's this whole series of complicated protocols that you have to follow to who gets to sit where and who. So we would painstakingly rack our brains trying to figure out who was supposed to sit in what seat. We'd set up the chairs, we'd print out their names, and okay, we've got everything under control. And then they would show up. And they'd start moving around the signs, and they'd start jockeying for positions and trying to get it. And it's like, come on, guys. I don't know if you had the experience as a kid. I come from a big family, so riding shotgun in the car was a privileged position. And it was vehemently fought for. Run out to the car when we were leaving the house, and no, it's my turn, no. And we see the Pharisees doing this. And we see these nobles doing this. And as a kid, we often did it. And at the age that we're at now, sometimes we can look down on this. I'm beyond that. I don't do that anymore. But I think that little Pharisee inside of us at times looks for ways to do that. And we can look at our social media. What am I posting? What side of my life is coming out? I look at the filters that I put on, the pictures that I take. What kind of cameras am I using to beautify my face? And, you know, you're going to take a picture just from this side. I always just say, watch out for the shine. But there's so many different ways that we're looking for these positions, that we're looking to give ourselves what we don't trust to receive from God. And that's what Jesus is speaking about in this gospel. He's inviting them to trust. He's inviting them to look at what really matters. And what is the fear that's behind that? It's the fear of not being enough. It's the fear of being rejected. Fear of being rejected is one of the greatest fears that we have as human beings. It drives so many of our decisions. But it's interesting because we rarely have movies about that. We prefer movies about zombies and monsters and things attacking us in the night. But that deep, deep fear of not being enough. The deep, deep fear that we will be rejected if we show who we really are. And Jesus brings with him a solution. Sin in our lives is always trying to solve things without God. And that's what the Pharisees are doing. I have to show that I'm enough by sitting in the right spot, by sharing the right things on social media, by putting the right filter on, by showing people just what I want them to see. And Jesus invites us to another solution. He invites us to take the lowest place. And he doesn't just invite us to do that, he shows us the way. Jesus comes into the world and takes the lowest place. I think if, probably with 99.999% certainty, that all of us here today, we would choose a different way to come into the world. If before you were born, you were given the option, okay, you get to choose your parents, you get to choose where you're born, you get to choose the city, the weather, you get to choose how much money you're going to have over your lifetime, you can choose all of that. There are no limits. You are all powerful to choose that. I don't think that we would be born in Bethlehem. We wouldn't live in Nazareth, and we probably wouldn't be the son of Joseph and Mary. We are invited by Jesus through his example, coming into the world in humility, searching for these things to show us that what we are seeking, we can only find in him. And he invites us finally to take this lowest place. Not as a show of false humility to say, hey, look at me, I'm going down to the lowest place so you can come in and you can invite me up to a higher place. He's inviting us to the lower place because he's there. And what he wants is to be with us. And when he's with us, we have everything we need. We have the solution to all of our problems, to all of our difficulties, to our identity. He shows us who we truly are, and that we are loved in that.